Recorded Books and One-Click Digital present Feel the Burn by G.A. Aiken, narrated by Morgan Hallett. Prologue. The mad queen of Garvan Isle's scream of rage echoed out over the silent valley, sending birds from trees and small animals deeper into their burrows. Her rage was a horrifying wonder to behold, because it was always so raw, so unmistakably vicious. Truly, there was nothing more terrifying than to see that rage directed at an individual or full army. But, at the moment, there was no individual or army for the queen to direct her rage at. They were long gone. Thankfully, the queen did not redirect her anger toward those closest to her. That was why they all willingly fought by her side. Because as mad as the queen might be, she was never wantonly cruel. One of the few beings willing to try to reason with the queen when she was in a rage moved her mare closer. The female wasn't human, although she was currently in her exquisite human form. No, she was a she-dragon. Her long white hair draped over the entire backside of her horse, her sharp blue eyes aware of everything around her. Yet if you didn't know the truth about her, you wouldn't guess that under that slim bit of human flesh rested a large white dragon that could render a man in pieces with one swipe of her claw. "Anwyl," she called out. "Anwyl," she tried again. But the queen couldn't hear her or anyone. She was too busy beating the trunk of a tree with one of her swords. It wasn't helping, though. The action wasn't wearing her out. If anything,